So I do spiritual direction for some priests up there. It's Rafo Diocese. But there's a funny story. I was with another priest, a diocesan priest from Belfast, and we were asked to give a seminar on self-care. It was up in Donegal as well, to the priests, and I was up there with the other priests, and we're giving the seminar and talking about different things. I was talking about spiritual direction, but talking about many other things as well. And then at the end, the coordinator of the seminar passed around a sheet saying, who would like spiritual direction with me, you see? So then So I realized the seminar was actually just about people getting to see me and setting up the whole thing about spiritual direction.
You were being tested and interviewed without knowing it.
That's right. So, and I was really happy to take that on because that's my job, and it's a great service, I think, to the church in general. And I realized very quickly that in Donegal, the priests don't have access to spiritual direction often. Just in terms of, you know, somebody local, it can be quite difficult, and they have to go big distances, you know. So the idea was that I would go to Donegal to a centre, a pastoral centre in a central location, and then they would come to me, you know, and I would stay there for a few days and meet people individually. So that's been working really well. So I would get a mixture of parish priests and curates that would come from all over the county, and there's about 10 at the moment. And so I'd meet them once a month for that, meet them for an hour each, and we would do that spiritual direction thing. And I think it's fair to say most of them would find that very helpful because it helps them to organise themselves. Often have a lot of sympathy for priests at the moment. Their lives are often, you know, divided up into a huge number of small little jobs, these kind of discrete things, but often they don't have a lot of help with organising themselves, especially on the spiritual side of things. So somebody to support their spiritual life, somebody to you know, help them to pray, to suggest how they might get around obstacles, you know, about distractions or particular places or times, you know. So, you know, some people get caught up and they're always trying to do it at night and they get too tired and they fall asleep. So you're suggesting other possibilities about how they might like to do that. And also trying to work it in with their lives, you know. Like, for example, a lot of priests would be organizing perpetual adoration, for example, in their church. And then they'd be finding difficulty themselves getting time. And I would say, well, why don't you just go to the adoration and use that as your prayer? Because nobody can get you, you see. Often priests feel they have to be available all the time. People would come to them. But if you're in the church in adoration, you're safe, you know. So that sort of thing, trying to be flexible and trying to find ways around the problems, you know, in order that they get the time they need to pray. So that's been a great experience.
That's amazing because, well, two things strike me. Number one, the pressure that is on diocesan priests at the moment, because we all know about the numbers, they just don't have the support. And so one, they're doing a lot of work on their own, and number two, they're doing a lot of jobs. I mean, some of them are running finance committees, parish committees. A lot of their work, I'm sure they find at the end of the day, they're saying masses, almost becoming like a service provider, and they're saying, where's my prayer life? Where's why I started to do all this in the beginning? So to take that time out for reflection and to travel, I'm sure, is of itself a commitment and a sense of a yearning for to find God in their lives.
That's it, exactly that. That a lot of them would feel that desire to do something more about the prayer life because their demands are huge and often the stress is quite a bit. And the other thing, often they can be living alone, you know, and they can be on their own away from other priests and away from kind of support groups and stuff. So to have that support, that's just for them, just for themselves. And that is specifically on their prayer lives, and it's somebody that they can trust, obviously, that they feel like they can talk. It's a space where they can come and talk about these issues that are relating to their spiritual lives. So that can be enormously helpful for them. And people are willing to travel, and obviously they have to travel big distances sometimes because Donegal is a big county, and there's a lot of travelling to be done there. But it still is easier than getting to Dublin or Belfast, whatever, to get to this central place. So that makes it easier for them.
It strikes me too that it's really important because if you are at the end of the day, you know, serving the people of God in your parish, you would hope to be able at some level to help them note where God is working in their lives. You know, they're in contact with people at, you know, boundary situations, death, birth, marriage. They're very important times. And very often people don't... Well, I'm thinking of T.S. Eliot. We had the experience, we missed the meaning. That people are having profound spiritual experiences, but nobody is saying that to them. And because nobody is able to pick it up and know that it is that, because they're not even noting it in their own life. So if you do it in your own life and you realise, well, that was God there. You know, I just thought it was coincidence or it was, but that's actually God. You can really help other people then, so it becomes a ripple effect.
Exactly, and that's in the best kind of tradition of Jesuit works, that is trying to work with kind of leaders of the community or whoever they are, that, and that would have a ripple effect that would move out from there. And certainly, especially for these people, that these are leaders of local communities up where they are. And yeah, trying to help them to see how powerfully God is operating there, you know. And I think sometimes, especially among the older priests, that often they wouldn't have been trained with them, like their theology would have been slightly different. So just giving them the tools and helping them to see, well, you know, God works in everything here. God is shot through all aspects of life, and especially your own life, you know, and in the riches of all that, and trying to help them to put a structure on that, then to help them to pay attention to that and to give them the tools to be able to do that. Like, I would normally recommend that most priests would do the examine, which is that Jesuit prayer you do at the end of the day. It's a review of the day. And that's really useful for helping people to pick up those little moments of light, little moments of God that crop up during the day, that if you're not attentive, you could easily miss it, you know. And it is hugely important, because that's God speaking to us, and that's God inviting us to more of the same. So it's like an ongoing process, you know, that I see that you need to put in the little practices and techniques in order that increases the attentiveness and increases people's tuning into God. And that helps them enormously with their ministry, with their own kind of private lives, with their prayer. And everybody wins from that, I think. Everybody gains.